she liked to make sure we were always well-dressed. We didn't necessarily have the best clothes, but they were always clean and they were always ironed. And she taught me how to iron when I was about, she had to even put a stool. We had a big high ironing board, and she had put a big box underneath it so I could start learning how to iron. And she liked things nice and neat. And she liked her dishes washed up. We had one of those great big old sinks, not a double sink. They'd never heard of those in those days. This was just a great
one
big old,
big one.
But it had the rinse board, the washboard on the one side, you know, with the sink on down here, you know, and it was actually sometimes that's the best. You can drain your stuff all right there, you know, and. But every time she would always clean it all up and with cleanser and polish it all up, and every time that we did the dishes. And
what sorts of things?
Mother never liked milk.
Oh, she didn't.
But we all liked milk, and we always had milk. We didn't have lots. It was just about a glass for everybody around every meal. But Mother never liked milk.
What would she make for breakfast, generally? What would you kids eat?
She loved to make pancakes. And bacon and eggs. And Daddy oftentimes would cook oatmeal for us. Bread and butter, toast, and that sort of thing. And we always went off with a good breakfast and to school and made sure that we were supposed to be doing what we were supposed to be doing. And oftentimes for evening meals and all, it would be a lighter meal. Mother loved to make custards, and Dad loved custards. And she made custards, and she made, not spaghetti, what did she call it? Hadn't thought of this.
Macaroni or something? Or?
Yeah, she used the macaroni with it, and she would use a lot of tomato juice and the meat and then cook it and bake it and bake it.
Like a goulash?
Goulash.
Yeah.
Goulash.
That sounds good.
And she made the most wonderful apple crisp. And she cooked it and cooked it and cooked it until it was really caramelized. And sometimes it would even get a little bit hard on the edges, you know. And she made a lot of apple crisp. And I forgot I got her recipe box in here.
You do?
Oh, she liked to make pineapple cookies for us. We always said that was one recipe that she liked to make. And where's some of the other things?
How about for holidays? Is there anything special she made for Christmas or Thanksgiving, Easter?
We always had Thanksgiving dinner. And I don't remember of having turkey a lot. Maybe it was a chicken or something. I can't remember just what we had for a meat for Thanksgiving. Oh, Mother used to make wonderful dressing. Oh, I tried to copy your recipe, and it's about as close as I can come, but yeah, she always made really good dressing. So we had something to go with it, maybe, I don't know, but turkeys weren't so familiar in those times, I don't think. But anyway, they liked to get together, and we sometimes went over to Grandma Harris's house for dinner.
On 21st Street?
On 22nd
Street. 22nd Street, that's
on
right.
On 22nd Street. And Grandma Harris was noted for her lemon meringue pies.
Ah.
Oh, nobody made a lemon meringue pie like Grandma did. And of course, she lived until just before I got married, so I got to know her really well. And I spent a lot of time down at her place, and all of us did. We all would run through the block or else come down after school and go and stay. And she was a marvelous cook. Let me go back and tell you now, you've asked about, we didn't ever have a Christmas dinner.
Really?
Because there were always people coming, or else as we got older, we all would take off with our group of friends. We would have our, open our presents at home, and then I was with a group. We had about 20 boys and about 16 or 17 girls. And we would just start from one end of the town and just pick them all up and go around and around and around and around and around, you know, and pick up everybody. And by the time we got back, everybody had something to eat all along the way, but Mother would have something laid out that you could eat, you know, or she'd bring, have things prepared so that we could have. But we never had a sit-down Christmas dinner, at least as I got older. Maybe when we were younger we did. But it was kind of a time to be with our friends and have Christmas at home. Then in the evening, after us kids had all done, then we'd come home, and usually at Christmas time we'd get a new nightgown or a new pair of pajamas, and Dad would have the fireplace all lighted, and we'd go sit in there with a new book. We always got a new pair of pajamas or something to wear, and a book, and an apple or an orange or something of that kind. But they made quite a bit of fuss over Christmas because they didn't do a lot of things during the year. But at Christmas time we got, and we'd go around with our friends, and they'd say, "Oh, we don't want to see the pink things. Okay, we won't show you the pink things." But
where did the orange come from in the toes of those stockings that Grandma and Grandpa Bellant used to always have in
there? The orange?
Yeah. Where did that start?
That was the only time we ever saw an orange in our life, was except it was only on Christmas.
Huh. Wow.
And so, because they were all shipped in, you know, they weren't grown here or anything, and everything was all shipped in, and that was one thing that we always had, was an orange in the bottom.
Where do you think that started? On your Belknap side or the Harris side?
I don't know. I can tell you. Huh. I don't know.
So a holiday, so you would open presents Christmas morning, you wouldn't do it on Christmas Eve?
No,
What would you do on Christmas Eve?
All Christmas Eve we would sit around, or Dad would read out of the Bible to us, or we would kind of have a play. I can't remember. The kids had Mildred and I played, she played the violin and I would play on the piano to accompany her. And what did Gordon play? Gordon played the drums.
Drums.
He played the drums. And Donald, he played later played the violin.
Did
and,
he?
Yeah. And that was interesting. But I don't know, we just, it was always early to bed so Santa Claus can come. You know, it was just not a day for a big celebration or anything much on Christmas Eve. Mostly getting ready for the next day, I suppose.